prepare to lose friends. Silicon Valley venture capitalist explains why he just donated $300,000 to Donald Trump. By Lucas Nolan on May 31, 2024. In a move that may cost him friends and business opportunities, Sean McGuire, a partner at Sequoia Capital and former Hillary Clinton supporter, has donated $300,000 to Donald Trump's 2024 presidential campaign. In a post on X, formerly Twitter, McGuire, who previously supported Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election and abstained from voting in 2020, now believes that the upcoming election is one of the most important in his lifetime. Despite the potential backlash, he has chosen to publicly support Trump, refusing to be silenced by cancel culture. McGuire is a partner at Sequoia Capital, one of the most powerful venture capitalist firms in Silicon Valley. McGuire's radicalization towards the center began on August 16, 2021, when Afghans fell to their deaths from USC-17 airplanes at the Kabul International Airport. Having served in Afghanistan, he believes that the Biden administration's withdrawal was a strategic blunder, sacrificing stability in a key airbase for political gain. McGuire also asserts that the Biden administration's foreign policy has been disastrous, leading to global instability and the outbreak of two major wars. He criticizes the administration's approach to Iran, arguing that it has rewarded the country despite attacks on U.S. forces and allies. McGuire highlighted the double standards in lawfare, using the law as a political weapon, faced by Trump, citing examples such as the classified documents case, the border wall controversy, and corruption charges. He believes that the cases against Trump have been unfair and politically motivated. While disagreeing with Republicans on issues like abortion, McGuire believes that Trump and the Republicans have been better on most domestic issues, such as crime, homelessness, and immigration. He also expresses concerns about the far left and Antifa. Regarding the 2020 election and January 6, McGuire believes that there was extreme election interference, but he does not condone the protests at the Capitol. He argues that the correct Democratic response is to accept the results, ensure a peaceful transition of power, and work to prevent future interference. McGuire ended his post stating, "Speak up. Don't be silenced. Freedom of speech is worth nothing if you're afraid to use it. We can't let cancel culture win. There's no greater country in the world than America. But America has had a bad decade. America is blessed with a robust constitution, abundant natural resources and diverse people. The way out from here is by focusing on our strengths, which are liberalism and hard work. We need to start building again. Best of luck to President Trump." Read McGuire's full post on X here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.